Figure 89 is an en route chart segment. When figure 89 is rotated to landscape format, it shows a portion of Utah on the left side of the page and a portion of Arizona on the right side of the page, with the Hanksville Vortac in the upper right-hand corner and the Milford Vortac in the upper left-hand corner. Most of figure 89 is shaded brown, except for the Victor Airways, which are unshaded. The unshaded areas depicting the Victor Airways are Class Echo airspace beginning at 1,200 feet. The shaded areas of brown represent airspace that is uncontrolled up to 14,500 feet. Near the center of the chart and slightly to the left is the symbol for the Bryce Canyon Airport. The type of airspace which exists above the Bryce Canyon Airport from the surface to 1,200 feet AGL is Class Gulf airspace. Since the Bryce Canyon Airport is an uncontrolled field in an unshaded area, the airspace is Class Gulf from the surface to 1,200 AGL. Cedar City has a flight service station with remote communications frequencies available through the Milford Vortac receive only on 122.1, a discrete frequency on the Cedar City VOR of 122.6, and of course the standard flight service station frequency of 122.2 and 121.5. Therefore, the frequencies that are available for communication with the Cedar City flight service station are 122.2, 121.5, 122.6, and 122.1. Victor 235 and Victor 293 connect the Milford Vortac to the Bryce Canyon Vortac via the Cedar City VOR. Cedar City VOR has a minimum crossing altitude of 12,000 feet when flying on Victor 293 eastbound. When flying from Milford Municipal to Bryce Canyon via Victor 235 and Victor 293, the minimum altitude you should be at when crossing Cedar City VOR is 12,000 feet. Victor 382 extends to the northeast from the Bryce Canyon Vortac along the 033 degree radial. Victor 382 has a minimum en route altitude of 16,000 feet. The oxygen requirements for an IFR flight northeastbound from Bryce Canyon on Victor 382 at the lowest appropriate altitude in an unpressurized aircraft is: the required minimum crew must be provided and use supplemental oxygen, and all occupants must be provided supplemental oxygen for the entire flight above 15,000 feet. Figure 89 also shows the boundary of three different air route traffic control centers. The air route traffic control center boundaries are identified by a postage stamp line, with Los Angeles Center located in the lower left-hand part of the chart, Denver Center located in the lower right-hand part of the chart, and Salt Lake City Center located in the upper half of the chart. The frequency for contacting Salt Lake Center in the vicinity of the Hanksville Vortac is indicated by the postage stamp symbol in the upper right-hand part of the chart showing Salt Lake Center frequency 133.6. Figure 90 is related to Figure 89 for a flight between Bryce Canyon and Hanksville along Victor 8. Figure 90 shows CDI OBS indicators with the number 1 receiver tuned to the Bryce Canyon Vortac 112.8 with an OBS course set at 033 degrees. Although if you are tracking along Victor 8, your OBS would be set to 045 degrees, the 12 degree difference shows that the position of the aircraft is somewhat north of the 045 degree radial. The number 2 indicator is set to 115.9, Hanksville Vortac, with an OBS indication of 046 degrees, indicating the 226 degree radial is correctly set for a flight along Victor 8. It indicates that the aircraft is left of course. Therefore, the indication in Figure 90 shows your position left of course on Victor 8. Figure 91 is an en route chart segment showing Helena, Montana at the very top of the chart and Jackson Hole, Wyoming at the lower right-hand portion of the chart. Victor 257 runs north and south along the left side of the chart, connecting the Dubois Vortac to the Dillon VOR to the Coppertown VOR. The Dubois Vortac has a minimum crossing altitude along Victor 257 northbound of 8,600 feet. That MCA is indicated in the Dubois Vortac compass rose, just below the VOR symbol, with a line of text indicating MCA Victor 21 257 8,600 northbound. Victor 343 connects the Dubois Vortac to the Bozeman VOR with a magnetic course northeastbound of 008 degrees and a magnetic course southwestbound of 186 degrees. The MEA along Victor 343 is 15,000 feet MSL. The two limiting cruising altitudes while operating VFR on top along Victor 343 would be, for a northeastbound flight, an odd altitude plus 500 above the MEA, 15,500 feet MSL northeastbound, and for a southwestbound flight along the airway with a magnetic course of 186 degrees would require an even altitude plus 500 above the MEA, 17,500 feet MSL. Approximately 40 miles northeast of the Dubois Vortac is a remote communications outlet for the Great Falls Flight Service Station, frequency 122.45. Figure 91 shows Victor 520 connecting the Dubois Vortac to the Jackson VOR DME. The outbound course from Dubois is 099 degrees, and the inbound course to Jackson is 280 degrees. Victor 520 has a VOR changeover point, but it is located only 10 miles from Jackson and 60 miles from Dubois. Where would you change VOR frequencies when en route from Dubois Vortac to Jackson VOR DME on Victor 520? 60 nautical miles from the Dubois Vortac. Also, Victor 520 has a minimum en route altitude of 15,000 feet MSL. What are the oxygen requirements for an IFR flight eastbound on Victor 520 from Dubois Vortac in an unpressurized airplane at the MEA? The required minimum crew must be provided and use supplemental oxygen. The Jackson Hole Airport has the letter L inside of a circle, which indicates pilot-controlled lighting. Victor 298 proceeds from the Dubois Vortac on the 085-degree radial. The first fix along Victor 298, east of Dubois, is Sabat Intersection. Sabat requires a minimum crossing altitude on Victor 298 of 11,100 feet eastbound. Two estimated time en route questions regarding Figure 91, the first one between Bozeman and Dubois, and the second between Coppertown and Dubois. What should be the approximate elapsed time from Bozeman VOR to Dubois Vortac if the wind is 24 knots from 260 degrees and your intended true airspeed is 185 knots? Variation 17 degrees east. 17 degrees east, when subtracted from 260 degrees, yields a magnetic wind of 243 degrees. When 243 degrees is set opposite the true index, and the dot is marked up 24 knots from the grommet, the ground speed, along a magnetic course of 186 degrees, against a true airspeed of 185 knots, is 172 knots ground speed. The distance between the Bozeman VOR and the Dubois Vortac is 111 nautical miles. When divided by 172 knots and multiplied times 60, the result is 38.72 minutes, rounded up to 39 minutes, time en route between Bozeman VOR and the Dubois Vortac. The second time en route question, southbound on Victor 257, at what time should you arrive at Dubois Vortac if you crossed over Coppertown at 0850 and over Divid Intersection at 0854? The distance between Coppertown and Divid Intersection is shown on the chart as 9 nautical miles. The time crossing Coppertown is 0850 and over Divid 0854 equals 4 minutes to travel 9 miles. On the E6B or equivalent, if 9 miles on the outer scale is matched opposite 4 minutes on the inner scale, the speed pointer shows 135 knots ground speed. With a distance of 110 nautical miles divided by a ground speed of 135 knots multiplied times 60 equals 48.88 or 49 minutes time between Divid Intersection and the Dubois Vortac. When 49 minutes is added to the time over Divid Intersection, 0854 plus 49 minutes equals 0943 time of arrival over the Dubois Vortac.